Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Aboriginal, Indigenous, non-immigrant people of this land. Our rights are inalienable, protected, guaranteed, and secured by the state constitution, the Constitution of the United States of America, international treaties, and private and public international law.
I know today we can reach a new objective, come together for a good cause and share the same perspective. Stand at a face with 12 numbers and two hands. Now is the time that I tell you where I stand. Most of you don't see the forest for the trees, hurt by the harsh reality. Now I gotta leave, we should have no need,
no
except
need.
The last reprieve. I'm a scholar, There's nothing up my sleeves.
Yeah.
From Rose Land to Rose Moor, or the story of how the Moors rose.
Still
from
rising.
Being aimed at with fire hose. To the highest office, overcome all our foes. Promise to use freedom of speech until your lungs get cold.
Yeah,
and that should be your conviction. Doctors everywhere are under great suspicion. This is not a plea for sympathy. You won't mic jack me. This is for unity.
What? By nations of the earth, because today
is our time. And if not now, then when? So it's going to take someone a new turn. You know, we keep that same format. We're going to open this meeting up according to the Circle 7. Sheikh Loveville, Islam, the Divine Constitution and Bylaws. Can you please give them to us right now, Sheikh?
Islam, salvation, Allah, unity, the Moorish Science Temple of America, the Divine Constitution and Bylaws. Act 1. The Grand Sheikh and the Chairman of the Moorish Science Temple of America is empowered to make law and enforce laws with the assistance of the Prophet and the Grand Body of the Moorish Science Temple of America. The Assistant Grand Sheikh is to assist the Grand Sheikh in all affairs if he lives according to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, and it is known before the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Act 2. All meetings are to be opened and closed promptly according to the Circle 7 and love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Friday is our holy day of rest because on a Friday, the first man was formed in flesh, and on a Friday, the first man parted out of flesh and ascended into his Father God, Allah. For that cause, Friday is the holy day for all Muslims all over the world. Act 3. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice must be proclaimed and practiced by all members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. No member is to put in danger or accuse falsely his brother or sister on any occasion at all that may harm his brother or sister because Allah is love. Act 4. All members must preserve these holy and divine laws, and all members must obey the laws of the government because by being a Moorish American, you are a part and a partial of the government and must live the life accordingly. Act 5. This organization of the Moorish Science Temple of America is not to cause any confusion or to overthrow the laws and constitution of the said government, but to obey hereby. Act 6. With us, all members must proclaim a nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, that they may know that they are a part and a partial of this said government, and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, or Ethiopians, because these names were given to slaves by slaveholders in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the government in which they live and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained Noble Drew Ali, the prophet, to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites whom inhabited the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa. Act 7. All members must promptly attend their meetings and become a part and a partial of all uplifting acts of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Members must pay their dues and keep in line with all necessities of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Then you are entitled to the name of faithful. Husband, you must support your wife and children. Wife, you must obey your husband and take care of your children and look after the duties of your household. Sons and daughters must obey father and mother, be industrious, and become a part of the uplifting of fallen humanity. All Moorish Americans must keep their hearts and minds pure with love and their bodies clean with water. This divine covenant is from your holy prophet, Noble Drew Ali, through the guidance of his father, God Allah. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheikh Loveville. Peace. Thank you for that reading. Thank you very much. All praises are due to Allah. Please join us live by calling in at 602-753-1841. We are trying to uplift fallen humanity. If we lose this love, Moors, it's a shame. And only love can be the blame. I challenge you all to take a stand in 2015. Let us try, because nothing beats a failure but a try. Divided, we fall. But Moors united, we will stand. I would like to read chapter 25 out of our holy book, the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Circle 7, divinely prepared by the noble prophet, Drew Ali. By the guiding of his father, God, Allah, the great God of the universe. to redeem man from his sinful and fallen stage of humanity back to the highest plane of life with his Father God Allah. A holy covenant of the Asiatic nation. Ye are the children of one Father provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother hath given you suck. Let the bonds of affection, therefore, unite thee with thy brothers, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy Father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relations that bindeth you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thy own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. Islam. I'd just like to say this for the record. Islam Sheikh, did you have something you want to say, brother? Okay.
Islam,
well, I would like
Islam,
to say,
I wonder, Islam, I just wanted to know if you wanted me to go over the drawing of the story of the 101 question.
Yes, I would. I most definitely would like for you to go into those drawings, but I feel that I owe our listening audience and the Moors all around the world an explanation, because more, as you know, I, the Sheikh Islaville, has been what you might call missing in action, but at the same time, building on other levels so that our people can be free. In fact, I have been building on the social and economical level, helping to elevate the moral standards of our people by creating Moorish music, Moorish events, selling of Moorish literature, uplifting fallen humanity on the buses, the planes, the trains, and walking down the street. I have been working diligently in the studios, out the studios, from state to state to state. And sometimes we feel that we have been abandoned when we don't see one another on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. When our presence is not there, we feel, well, out of sight, out of mind. And depending on who you are and where your level of thinking is, from your perspective, you are right. But more is understand, we all have a job. It is all of our job. We all have the responsibility of at least trying to uplift fallen humanity. And in trying to uplift fallen humanity, I have been taking from one state to another more. Sometimes you don't have the time to go on these different social medias when you're busy doing the work. However, it's a beautiful marketing tool. But I promise you, Moors, I never stop loving you. I never stop loving the prophet, the forerunner, Marcus Garvey, Prophet Noble Jew Ali, and most definitely, I have been guided diligently by the great God, the Father of this universe. Not only do Allah guide each and every one of us, but he guides the destiny of this world. This is why I understand Allah don't need any of us to uplift fallen humanity. It is an honor and a pleasure to be gifted with the gifts. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here tonight to speak to you Moors out there, wherever you may be and whomever you may be. May Allah bless you, Moors, because surely there is no whatsoever reason for us to be in a fallen state today, because we have the power in our very own hands to change our conditions. Why, Moors? Only because thought is the cause of it all. Through our thoughts, Moors, we can change our condition instantly. Because if we think thoughts of love, Moors, then guess what? Love will manifest. If we think thoughts of jealousy, Moors, then guess what? Jealousy will manifest. If we think thoughts of hatred, Moors, then hatred will manifest. Because thoughts are things But understand this, Moise, in your thinking. It is impossible for the finite to understand infinite things. And it is Allah himself, the Father of this universe, that gives us measures of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So, Moise, don't be afraid and don't be upset if your buddies, if your brothers, if your sisters are gods and goddesses, if they are vibrating on a much higher frequency. Moise, you know what to do. Change your way of thinking. Therefore, you can change your life. Chief Loveville, I'm going to bring about this true love, because right now it's time for love. But after you give Bless Us More, not before you bless us with that story of the 101s. Moise, bear with us. And I do see we have caller 3007 on the line and a few other callers. I'm going to bring you on in. So if you want to make a comment after we lay the foundation of what it is that we're here to do, because a nation, we understand, can rise no higher than the woman. And sisters, it's time. It's time. We've lost enough love.
This is being done in honor of our national annual convention, which is hosted every 15th to the 20th of October. This starting on October 15th to the 20th, 1928, by the Holy and Divine Prophet Mujahid Ali. We are doing this up until the 20th of this month. We started yesterday. We're going to be hosting calls 7 o'clock to 8:30. So don't miss out. Call in. Get your questions together. Write them down. We got a special treat lined up for you all. We're going to be reading some actual court transcripts from some of the time that me and the Sheikahs was in the courts. We're also going to be making this available to the public at expense, as a servant is worthy of his hire. We have his documentation in writing and approved. We know that there are a lot of talkers out there, and it sounds good, but see, it's the work. It's the works that's going to be the proof of who we say we are, and we're going to be putting that out there for you all very shortly. We get it all together, and this thing is going to pretty much go into overdrive as soon as the convention ends. We got a lot coming up. We also have the Prophet's birthright coming up on January the 8th, 2016, so get prepared for that. This is Moise Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best, and you, Moise, make us better. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and get into the story of the 101 questions for Moorish Americans. This is something that was given to me by one of the Moorish elders. Here's a real treat. Islam, Allah made you. Allah is the father of the universe. We cannot see him. The nearest place we can meet him is in the heart. Noble Jawali is Allah's prophet. A prophet is a thought of Allah manifested in flesh. The duty of a prophet is to save nations from the wrath of Allah. Noble Jawali is the founder of the Moorish Science Temple of America, which was founded in 1913 A.D. in Newark, New Jersey. Noble Jawali was born in the state of North Carolina in 1886. His nationality is Moorish American. Your nationality is Moorish American. We are Moorish Americans because we are descendants of Moroccans and born in America. The Moorish Science Temple of America was founded for the uplifting of fallen humanity. The Prophet began to uplift the Moorish Americans by teaching them to be themselves. Our religion is Islamism. That is the old-time religion. The Moorish flag is a red flag with a five-pointed green star in the center. The 5 points represent love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Our flag is over 10,000 years old. Friday is our holy day because Friday is the day on which man was formed in flesh, and it was on a Friday when he departed out of flesh. Jesus was a prophet of Allah. He was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the house of David. Joseph and Mary were his father and mother. The line genealogy through which Jesus came is Abraham, Boaz by Ruth, Jesse, King David, Solomon, Hezekiah, and Joseph by Mary. Allah sent Jesus to this earth to save the Israelites from the iron hand oppression of the pale-skinned nations of Europe who were governing a portion of Palestine at that time, about 2,000 years ago. Ruth was a Moabitess. The modern name for Moabites is Moroccans. The Moroccan Empire is in northwest of Mexico. The modern name for Mexico is Africa. The name given to our ruler in Morocco is Sultan. The name Jesus comes from the east. The name Jesus means justice. His holy name cannot be used by those who are slaves to sin. An angel is a thought of Allah manifested in human flesh. Angels are used to carry messages to the four corners of the world, to all nations. Our prophet is an angel of Allah, who is sent to bring us the everlasting gospel of Allah, which is a saving power that comes from Allah through our ancient father by his prophet. The covenant of the great God Allah is to honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth land, which the Lord thy God Allah hath given thee. Jesus began to teach at the age of 12. He taught in India, Africa, and Europe. He taught for 18 years. Truth is what Jesus said that would make you free. Truth is art. Art is Allah. Truth cannot change or pass away. The other name we give to truth is holy breath. All we can say about the truth is, it is great, it is good, it was, it is, and evermore to be. Amen. The Garden of Eden is in the land of Canaan, in the city of Mecca. The name of the first physical man cannot be used only by the executive rulers of the AC of the MST of A. The words AC of the MST of A are at the chamber of the Morris Science Temple of America, third heaven. Adam and Eve are the mothers and fathers of the human family, Asiatics and Muslims. They went into Asia. Asiatic is the modern name given to their children. Angels are guarding the holy city of Mecca today to keep the unbelievers away. The modern name of these angels is Asiatics. The shade of their skin is olive. We all have the same father and mother. Lucifer, Satan, devil, dragon, and beast are five names that are given to the descendants of Adam and Eve. The devil is sometimes called the lower self. There are two selves, the higher and lower self. The angels who protect the holy city of Mecca are the people who represent the higher self. Those who were cast out of the holy city and those who accept their teachings represent the lower self. The higher self is the mother of the virtues and the harmonies of life and breathes justice, mercy, love, and right. The higher self cannot change or pass away because it is law in man. The lower self breeds hatred, slander, lewdness, murders, death, and everything that harms. At one time, the higher self met the lower self and said, "Where are you going, Satan?" The lower self said, "I am going to and fro the earth, seeking whom I may devour." The lower self has finished his task of devouring. His time was declared out when he nailed Jesus on the cross. The last words that Jesus uttered are, "It is finished." He had reference to the end of Satan. Jesus said that he would return and conquer him. The name of the person into whom Jesus was first reincarnated was Prophet Muhammad the Conqueror. Satan was then bound in part. The head of Satan was taken off in 1453 Byzantine by Muhammad. Negro, black, colored, and Ethiopian are some of the marks that were put upon the Moors of Northwest by the European nations in 1774. Negro is a name given to a river in West Africa by the Moors because it contains black water. Black, according to science, means death. The word color means anything that has been painted, stained, varnished, or dyed. Ethiopia means something divided. A man cannot be a Negro, black, colored, or Ethiopian because man is made in the image and after the likeness of God Allah. Satan gives himself the title God. White means purity. Purity means God, and God means ruler of the land. At times we refer to Allah as the great God. The devil is not made in the image and likeness of Allah. He is a shadow of our lower selves and will pass away. The devil was made by Elohim. Elohim is the seven creative spirits that created everything that ever was, is, and evermore to be. Elohim is sometimes called the seven eyes of Allah. There are 7 days in the circle. There are 7 days in creation. According to science, there are 7 days in a year. Islam,
Sheikh, thank you for that beautiful reading and bless the elder that gave it to you. The covenant, the great God, Allah, the covenant of the great God, Allah. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be longer upon the earth land which the Lord thy God, Allah, hath given thee. Come, all ye Asiatics of America, and hear the truth about your nationality and birthrights, because you are not Negroes. Learn of your forefathers' ancient and divine creed, that you will learn to love instead of hate. We are trying to uplift fallen humanity. Come and link yourselves with the families of nations. We honor all the true and divine prophets. Caller, I'm going to be at you, caller, so that you can share with what's on your heart after nationality is the order of the day. Thank you.
Take a look.
Islam, nationality is the order of the day. And I just want to say all praises is due to Allah for giving us a nationality. Moors, I am Sheikh Islam, your very own. I am campaigning for love. That free national ballot that the Prophet Noble Drew Ali talked about still stands. Never before in the history of time have we been so misused, abused, neglected, and disrespected. Didn't the Prophet say that day would come? If we don't take a stand, we will be misused, abused, disrespected, neglected. More as today, it is worth fighting for the lives of our children. It's worth taking a stand for the women. It's worth taking a stand for the men. It is time, Moors, for us to proclaim our nationality and to have a voice. We are a corporate body politic, and now is the time for us to realize we must, as I say so often, do something. I love that movie, John Q, because it's time for Moors to become the message that they bring. And here's the message tonight. I want to give thanks to our holy and divine prophet for bringing us this convention. Don't worry, Moors. I'm not going to call on you if you don't want to speak. Fear not, because Allah has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I am saying I am ready to take a stand. I am ready to fight that spiritual warfare. In fact, it is and was a breakfast war. And the war has begun, and in the name of Allah, the Father of this universe, today I know we already won. What you think about that, Sheikh Loveville? Fighting for love, standing up for love, that never-dying, everlasting love that our prophet Yahshua talked about, Jesus. If you love Jesus tonight, come support us here at the Moorish Science Temple of America, where we are blessed by the best and you make us better. Call in to the call-in line, 602-753-1841, and let us share our thoughts of our hearts, because this is not for everybody, but it's for everyone, everyone that believes in that free national ballot, everyone that believes that their condition can be better. Then it's time for us to take a stand and know that if never before, Moors, now is the time for us to proclaim our nationality and be the message
Islam.
That we bring. Love ill.
Islam, yeah, praise the Lord for you, Seeker.
And
you
call it 2938. I got you online. You can give us your heart, because that's what I'm coming for the hearts and minds of our people. I am taking a stand for the children, because our children deserve schools which they can be educated in. Our children deserve campgrounds that they can play in. Sheikh, our men deserve better paying jobs, women and children as well. Islam.
Sheikh, I just wanted to note that whenever the call drops, you have to, you know.
I understand that, Sheikh. I saw you come in. You know the spirits are working, and call it 2938. I got you online as well, so you can give me your heart tonight, because that's all I want. We've been hating long enough. We have hated so long until now all we have is
one another. Well, let the callers know, Islam Sheikhs, let the callers know that they can raise their hand by pressing 1 if they want to say something. All the callers
you just
may
let
not
them know,
to,
Sheikh. Sheikh, you just told all the callers, if you want to say something, press your number 1 on your dial phone or your computer. And I will press that mic.
Posted. Right, it's fine.
I'll let you come on in. Now, look, I may be new at this, but I am true to this. Know this, callers. We can have our cake and eat it, too, tonight. It's your turn. It's your time. All you got to do is take a stand. As I said, I am willing to live for this movement. And if it must be, I am willing to take a stand and change for this movement, because it is our holy and divine prophet and many prophets before him that put their lives on the line. And while we are battling with one another over social media, giving all that energy up, our babies are in the street dying daily. Our women are crying daily. time
Islam
out.
Islam Sheikh. Islam Sheikh. I just like to make
stress
listen preach and everybody to let them know that we are indeed solution based. We have been great at identifying the problem, but we have to be equally as great in identifying the solution. And so the solution is that nationality is indeed the order of the day. I understand that a lot of us have been disgruntled with the concept of the very concept of religion in and of itself. But when you go into the end of time, the fulfilling of the prophecies, you can clearly see that we are returning the church and Christianity back to the European nations. What you have to understand is that the church and Christianity is comprised of a certain thought process. So you can still be in a church and Christianity, even though you have an ill on your name, ill a day on your name, or fear the turban on your head. Because if you haven't applied these instructions to the letter of the law, then you have not come out of the church and Christianity per se. Because, see, this is the prophet said that he came to remove us from us mental slavery. That means that you've been enslaved in your thought process, in your mind. Consider this. Our people are the biggest consumers. We have, money is not our problem. We have an understanding problem where we go and the dollar only circulates only once or twice within our community. But consider this. In the Korean community, the dollar will circulate at least 12 times before it goes out of the community. In the so-called Jewish community, it will circulate 18 times before it goes out of the community. So the Holy Covenant of Asiatic Nations that was read by the Sheikhs is real. It's something that has to be applied from an economic perspective, from a social perspective, in every aspect of our lives. And this is what has been missing. See, the other nations of the earth, they have figured that part out. This is part of the reason why the prophet says that the time has come when every nation must worship under its own vine and fig tree and every tongue must confess its own. And then look at this. Let's look at this now. Through sin and disobedience, every nation is subject to slavery due to the fact that they honored not the creed and principles of their forefathers. So every nation is dead what we have done in this instance. But here's the thing that's special about our situation. That is why the nationality of the Moors was taken away from them in 1774 and the word Negro, Black, and Colored was given to the Asiatics of America who were of Moorish descent. Now, no other nation in this world in their history can claim that their nationality was taken away from them. No other nation can do that. Okay? So we have seen situations where other nations have been enslaved and created into a situation where they had to become indentured servants and go into servitude maybe so many years, 5 years, 7 years, but it wasn't something that was permanent. Always a redemption process for each and every nation that suffered slavery due to being strayed away from their creed and principles of their forefathers. So every nation has done it. Nobody is, that was the prophet's way of saying, nobody's exempt from this. Everybody's been guilty of this. But here's the difference. Your nationality was taken away.
Stripped.
Who of whatever nation would say that their nationality was taken away from them?
Bamo, Islam, Sheikh, can you imagine a unified sisterhood? Let's just say we decide Halloween to say, well, wait a minute now. Why don't we, sister to sister, decide how we want to spend our money? Why don't we decide that we want to buy some paint? Some paint that watercolor paint we can wash off our children. Why don't we decide we want to put watercolors on our babies and hug them real good and kiss them real good and give them what we know they like because we know how to control our children. Even though if we're caught disciplining our children the way we know to discipline them back in the day, we can't be arrested. But let us just say we know how to get into the hearts and minds of our babies. And we decide together, unified sisters all across the globe, we want to buy watercolors and not invest in the costumes and the big chain stores. And we may just want to put all that money in one jar, each state. All the sisters, let's just put our money in one jar. And we decide as a unit how we want to spend that money. Maybe we may want to build a center, erect from the ground so all of our children can play. Okay, and call it Playmore Town or More Town Playground for our babies. And wait a minute. We may want to decide to do something else. On Easter, we may decide that, well, eggs are pretty and we could color them. But maybe we want to color something else. We may want to just get a wall and one of the, what you may call,
neighborhoods. We don't have to speculate. We already have our prescribed
holidays. Let me finish my thought, okay? Because I'm addressing the sisters. No disrespect to you. But I'm trying to make a point here to the sisters, okay? Because it's time for us to start thinking. See, we, the sisters, we keep these corporate parking lots filled no matter where you go. And mom and pop stores and businesses in our very own community are suffering as a result of us not being conscious of where we spend our mighty dollar. Think not that our dollar is not mighty, because we have the power to change our condition this very second. Remember what I said earlier. Thoughts are things. And if we ask
ourselves to decide, it's wrong. There's a species called our dollars and cents. Should I read that in honor of what
you can, Lord, as soon as you let me finish my thought, because I'm communicating with the sisters tonight. And brothers, that do not exclude you. But when that mighty dollar is being sent, you know how it's set up in corporate America. This is why I'm saying the best asset, the greatest asset is our children. But we can't get those children to make them alone, sister. We have to honor our men. And when the prophet say obey, he's not talking about like a dog, because sisters, at the end of the day, we know who run it. If you think I'm kidding, look in the mirror and ask yourself, and your answer will be revealed to you. All I'm saying to my sisters tonight is, I am tired, and I'm ready for change. And this is why I made the difference to say, vote for me. That free national ballot is standing there for anybody with courage that want to stand up. It don't have to be me, but hey, if it's got to be me to jumpstart a sisters, vote for me. Hey, if a sister feel like she's more qualified, because there are more qualified sisters out there, there are more educated sisters out there, I challenge you to come forward with your doctorate degrees, your masters, your double masters. Come forward, sisters, with your high school education, because all it takes is a willing heart. It's time for change. It's time for love. And I know we can do better. Sheik Love Hill, you have the flow. You can read those dollars and cents, because it's time for us to have some sense and sense. Islam.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. The prophet said that if you're a strong man or woman and you think your condition can be better, then come and join the Moore Science Temple of America. This is the place for you. All right, Islam, with that in spirit and thought, we're going to go into this piece called Our Dollars and Cents. The doctrine of economic security is by no means as widespread and extensive among Americans of our group as the circumstances demand, and the more written and said on the subject, the better. We need to more earnestly urge conscientious support of the businessmen and women of our group in their chosen fields of endeavor. The greater the success of their business enterprises, the more open gates of opportunity there will be for our youth of today and tomorrow. Think of this fact. We need to urge that our businessmen and women build on the principles of service. We need to urge greater cooperation among them to render courteous, honest, and efficient service to the buying public. They should not expect any support and patronage merely on the grounds that they are race men and women in business.
Islam Morris, the sheik was cut off, and I expected that, because when you're doing a great deed, he'll be coming back in, calling in. I'm going to cue this brother in. When you're doing a great deed, Morris, we'll be positioned in every direction. Those of you who want to see your night pension day, you know what you can do. The sheik's back. You can. Press 1. All right, Sheik, you back on the line.
Allah.
Continue your reading.
Praise Allah. Think of this fact. We need to urge that our businessmen and women build on the principle of service. We need to urge greater cooperation among them to render courteous, honest, and efficient service to the buying public. They should not expect any support and patronage merely on the grounds that they are race men and women in business. But for the reasons that the service and the quality of their goods and products they sell are equal in value to the service and merchandise offered to the buying public by any other business people. There should be maintained a cooperative spirit among our businessmen and women to keep their business places as clean and sanitary as any similar place in any other section of the city. Citizens of our group should cultivate a sound vision when it comes to the necessity of buying professional service, merchandise, provisions, etc. We should look beyond the direct result and object for which we invest our money. We should lose sight of the mere fact that we receive a dollar's worth for a dollar spent. We should keep firmly in mind the necessity of keeping each dollar spent as much as possible within the spheres of our own activities, where they will create further openings of business enterprises and wider opportunities for the men and women of our group to procure soundly remunerative employment. Forward must be the watchword of the seller and buyer alike. We make the money and we spend the cash. Let us sincerely cooperate one with one another.
Islam.
One with the other.
Fight with Islam, Sheikh Lavelle.
Islam,
Sheikh Lavelle. In short, what I heard you say is we need to spend our money wisely, keeping it in the family. In short, caller 2938, if you want to comment about rocking that unity and keeping that money in the family, happy Holy Convention Week, brother, sister, you can speak now. You have the floor. You're live on Moorish Missionary Online. Will you make us better? Can you identify yourself, caller 2938? I believe, Moore, when they have an X by their name, that's that one they want to speak.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, well, caller 2938, it's okay if you don't want to speak. I just wanted to open up the floor to you and let you know that you are loved and what you have to say matters. And keep in mind, this is our time and I need your vote. This is Sheikh Deanna L., Moorish Missionary Online. Will you make us better?
Islam.
Would you like to make a comment? Yes, Islam sister. Can I get your name, caller,
hey,
and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, Alicia.
Islam sister Alicia, thank you for calling in. Would you like to make a comment?
Oh, I'm just listening in. I'm actually driving.
Well, sister, may Allah continue to bless you and think about it, sister, because we can affect this change. Think about where you spend your money at, sister, because today, where you spend your money at can make the difference on whether or not we're going to rise or fall. Because not only do our children matter, but our children are worth investing in. And each time you spend that dollar with corporate America, think about the food that you're taking from the nation's mouth. Because understand why we have respect among the nations. Because we are not only a mighty people, Moors, not only are we a wealthy people, Moors, but our fathers are the founders of the holy city, Mecca. And also, it is our prophet who was prepared and sent to us by Allah to teach us that old-time religion and that everlasting gospel to the sons of men, that every nation shall and must worship up under their own vine and fig tree. So understand, we have a lot to offer to the nation. Sister, be careful while you're traveling with that phone. And in fact, all the more is be careful while you're traveling, because right now, it seems like we are under attack. And speaking of attack, Karen Yarbrough is the recorder down there at Cook County Recorder Deeds Office. Now, let me share this with you, Moore. It's not to jump off the track, but our prophet left us a trust. The docket number is 1010-5905. Not even 3 years ago, the trust somehow surfaced up. Well, you can actually go down to Cook County Recorder Deeds Office and file your name up under the trust to get that divine protection, exactly how the prophet Noble Jew Ali set it up. Now, understand, Morris, the prophet couldn't tell us everything in 1928. They were still basically tarring and feathering people. So he had to do the same thing to somewhat like Yeshua did, Jesus. He had to speak in parables, in codes, This is why the prophet Noble Jew Ali said it would take you 50 years to understand what he had done. And think not, he didn't know what he was doing. The prophet was a very brilliant scientist. Not only did he leave us an abstract title with four continents, North America, South America, Central America, Mexico, and Atlantic Islands, I know because I had it authenticated by a real estate attorney whose name I am withholding for purposes. But check this out, Morris. That ancient title, abstract title, holds not only four continents, but it was put into the trust so that when we wake up, we wouldn't have to beg for nothing, for nobody. Morris, Cook County Recorder D's office was entrusted to protect that until we came to, until some of us came about that mental slavery. And the early risers that did realize what the prophet had left by studying ourselves over and over and over again. The unfoldment resurrected, meaning when we realized that what we had and what we have, we went to meet. Oh, before Harry Yarbrough, there was Eugene Jean Moore that met with the Moors. Moors. It has been known and said the strongest paperwork wins. The prophet put out down the strongest paperwork. That docket number 1010-5905 that was filed August 1st, 1928, 252, book 5, 21, page 579, is real, is authentic, it is sealed. And it was given to the prophet. Islam Sheikh, you got anything you want to say? Sheikh, let me just finish this thought.
Go ahead, Sheikh.
What I want to say is this, Morris. I am willing to take a stand under the free national ballot. Right now, the lawsuits have been filed. Cook County, the present Moroccan Empire, which is where Cook County resides, is being challenged. Cook County says that we don't have a trust. Nothing could be further from the truth. Cook County says they don't understand what's down there in the basement. Nothing can be further from the truth. Cook County says they don't own the Morris Science Temple of America finance. Nothing can be further from the truth, Morris. Now, are we men, strong men and women? Because that's what the prophet called for. If you are not a strong man and woman, then you can't pray for strength, because Allah, the Father of this universe, is great. And if you ask your Father, which dwells inside of you, for strength, you will receive it. Now, today we need strong men and women, because our children need to be educated in schools that they can relate to, in schools that will educate them about the true history of who they are. We are for love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. I am not calling only on the Moors, but I am calling on all truth American citizens to help us bring our people up out of the darkness into the marvelous light. This Negro problem, Morris, is our problem. And if the European helped the prophet, he will help us. She will help us. But we must begin to take a stand, because this is our home. This is our land. And we have other brethren and sisters that will support us the moment that we stand. If this system is matriarchal, know that. I am not trying to be something that I am not. I am simply tired of the hatred, the disrespect, the neglect, the rape. I went through that line at the airport. A European woman searched my body like I had gold inside of me, like she was a man. I felt invaded. I felt raped. I felt disrespected. I felt molested. As I asked this woman, why do you have to touch on my body the way you are touching on my body? This woman, when I turned around, touched over my whole back, breaking her hands down my buttocks. Of course I stood up and I fought it. She said, ma'am, the supervisor stood up and said, do you want to fly? I said, ma'am, I am flying. And this body is sacred, not to be touched on you. I went through Moors a screening where they could look through your body, an x-ray. But they still want to touch all over the Sheikah's body. That is a form of violation. You got to know, first of all, Moore, is when you are being raped and neglected and disrespected. That's just one of the things. Moore has to go through this. And Saudi Arabia, they have an airport. We have a so we are connected to. The city of Mecca. We still have that connection, Moore. We still have that divine connection. I am calling on the connection of our brethren in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, in Morocco, and wherever they are, because we have support. The Navy, the Army, the Marines, and the Air Force is supposed to take a stand to support us. But first, Moors, we must take a stand for ourselves. We are stronger than you know. You are stronger than you know. You must take a stand for love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, because we are the Moors Science Temple of America. This is home office. And you are on Moorish Missionaries Online. Please call in. I am your host, Sheikah Deanna Love L. Don't be afraid to stand up for what's right, because if you don't stand for something, Moors, you will fall for anything. The prophets stood and many other prophets stood before him. They were slain, they were disrespected, they were neglected. Whenever you stand up for justice, expect the rats to come out. Expect the haters to come out. But today, know this, Moors, love conquers all. Don't worry, love conquers all. I'm giving honors to this holy day, and I'm also giving honors to all the grants out there that are standing for a free national ballot. I'm giving honors to all of the Moors, all of the sisters out there, there are mothers that are standing up, teaching their children about the love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. If you love Jesus, then come and link up with the Moorish Science Temple of America. Fathers, through this, these teachers, you can control your family, your children, and you can become a greater man. Mothers, you as well. Sheikah Love Hill, you have the floor. You have the floor, Sheikah Love Hill. I expect your call to drop a few more times, Sheikah Love Hill, but you do have the floor. Well, I guess the Sheik is...
Islam, can you hear me, Sheik?
I can hear you, Sheik. You have the floor.
Praise Allah. Yeah, praise Allah for you and your energy. And, you know, you made some very great points I want the camel back on, namely going into dealing with the trust. Now, there have been a lot of individuals that will say that this is some big secret, and they do this in an attempt to shield their incompetence. Because, see, when you're dealing with the trust, you have there's a fiduciary relationships that exists. So I want to go into some of those relationships that exist as far as how it relates to the Moorish Science Temple of America. But before I do that, I want to address the issue of concurrent jurisdiction to explain how we can be in the present Moroccan Empire and the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and the United States of America concurrently at the same time. Because, see, what you have to understand is that these jurisdictional concepts are mental concepts. But when we talk about original jurisdiction, you're dealing with the jurisdiction that existed before any other jurisdiction. And this is the essential reason why nationality is the order of the day. So in understanding the reason behind why we would be tricked into believing that the founding fathers of this particular part of the earth are in fact Europeans, and this is something that can be, nothing can be further from the truth. They cannot be founding fathers in a place where they are foreigners to, you know. All these Europeans we see, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, they're Europeans. So they come from Europe. So they are not founding fathers here. And there are Moors that will say, oh, this is the Europeans' courts. They don't own anything over here. They don't own the courts. They don't own the buildings. The only reason why it seems like their ownership is because of your ignorance. And that's the issue where you have to begin to look at things from the proper perspective. There's no such thing as European law over here. There's no such thing as European courts over here. Those things can
be found in
Europe.
They're frauds? Are you calling these people frauds, our European brothers and sisters?
These individuals that you have been believing to be official and be owners are, in fact, frauds. And due to the fact that there was a Masonic secret, Masonic meeting that was held, and this is part of the reason why the prophet spoke about the marks being removed, Negro, black, colored, Ethiopian, because when they came together on this secret meeting, it was all about maintaining the Moors in their slumber, understand? So they were ruling as proxy, and this is part of the reason why you had all these European presidents up until Barack Obama. So you have to understand, reason this is not something that they really wanted to do. This is something that they had been facing before the nations of the earth. This is something that they were forced to do because the whole world is aware of what the prophet did back in 1928, and they are also aware that there's a certain specific time frame for this to run its course. So in order to understand what the prophet did and to be able to relate to the fiduciary duties that relate on several different levels, you have to study many different disciplines relating to the law, what relates to trust, how it relates to finance, how it relates to history, and things of that nature. So now
let's talk about that trust a little bit more, because I'm very anxious to talk about how it is that blocking statues can be placed upon us to prevent not just the Moorish Science Temple of America, but all the individuals of Moorish descent from filing anything at Cook County Recorder Deeds Office. And I'd like for you also to read the title of those lawsuits that was put in against Ms. Karen Yarbrough, the recorder, who actually was part of a legislative branch, I do believe, and then she somehow brought those same principles into her job as recorder. And I know the Moors understand that our freedom lie in trying to come up under that trust or being filed up under the trust. And it is not only is it a violation of our nationality, but it's a violation of the religious, the rights of the indigenous people and of the religious, the religion. Well, could you expound on that a little bit?
Yes, Islam. Okay, well, first of all, our understanding of the duty of the Cook County Recorder is to file documents and records as it relates to real estate and other matters. So there was one said by an attorney I heard that, hey, you can go down there and file a pair of socks. And this is literally the case because they don't have any skin in the game with regards to what documentation you're filing or the content therein. Okay? So the prophet, Noble Jerah Ali, recognizing that the opportunity was right to seize, he actually prepared the certificate of title to be that would be attached to the title deed, which is your circumcised Koran, right? Now, the way the prophet set it up, he recorded the certificate so there would be evidence that the trust does exist and would have to be united to another part. Now, once that had been done and once we have come into full understanding and full confidence, because you have to understand there's a fiduciary relationship that exists between the Moorish Science Temple of America as a body politic and the Cook County Recorder of Deeds office. And there's several relationships that they have with other corporate body politics like the city of Berwyn, city of Cicero, or even the state itself, the state of Illinois, and other counties within the state. Each and every level of government at each and every point is considered a corporate body politic. So what the prophet did was he set up a corporate body politic for us as Moors that would have to be respected amongst the other corporate body politics. And the only way that they could do away with was to destroy the foundation that all of the other corporate body politics had been set up under. So this is the beauty of what he had done. But what had occurred is some others had thought that they were more ingenious than the prophet, and they went and took it back to the venue of the Secretary of State or the state of Illinois. Because when you're under the General Not-for-Profit Corporation Act, you have to file a not-for-profit annual report, and if, and you have to pay $150. I don't know if this went up or not. But if you fail to do that, then your corporation will effectively be dissolved. So understanding that, that's part of the reason why the prophet brought it into the realm of the Religious Corporation Act, so that, that wouldn't, it wouldn't be possible to dissolve the Mormon Science Temple of America.
You wouldn't have to ask anyone, absolutely.
Exactly. If you're organized under certain statutes, which is designed for corporate fictions, then you would be subject to those laws, rules, and regulations. Now,
Moore, what is going on right now in Cook County Court of Deeds office, and why are we being blocked?
How, I know there are a lot of people asking, well, how could the prophet retain sovereignty if he actually filed documentation of his religious organization in the venue of the Cook County, which is within the Record of Deeds? Well, it's very possible because, see, when you go into the Constitution, there's a separation of church and state, meaning religion and state. So if there's a, it's essentially a religion, then the state, the government has, there's hands off. They essentially have no power to regulate. And then there's also the concept of home rule. That's where that comes in. So it's defined as a measure of authority and sovereignty that's recognized by other entities similarly formed. So in the prerequisite in part is having its own constitution, having its own traditions, and then getting more into the trust. You also have to study the Torrance registration system to have a better understanding of how that's working, because it's an abstract of title system as opposed to a recordation system, which means that there's a certain history that goes along with the land. In other words, there's characters, you know, Uncle Jojo, Blow Bay, you know, and that explains the abstract aspect of it, because you can attach certain characters to the land, and it has a history that's attached to it. And it's usually updated by amending to the trust or amending to the abstract that's already on the record, as opposed to a system where you're transferring from one body, from one entity to another, which is defined as a chain of title. So that means that you have to form a link in the chain in order to be able to pass title. But under the recorded, under the Torrance registration system, there is no chain of title necessary because it's a historical document that goes back, and you're basically amending. So you're attaching the record, and you're amending to the record. That's part of the reason why it says, according to all true and divine records in our lesson. If you read chapter 47, it goes into so many different aspects.
Land description,
Morris,
you
must
study.
It's a meets and bounds demonstration.
Sheik,
and
please focus
on
telling the people. Please, Sheik, let the people know what's going on at Cook County Recorder Deeds Office, because I'm sure many of you have been trying to file paperwork. And the word is out. The Sheik Sank put a... what is it? The rumor is the Sheik.
Put a lien.
What is
on
the rumor?
The
a lien was put on the Cook County.
On the county. Yes. So let me explain.
Could you clarify that, Sheik, in short?
Because
I want to get to these highest heights for my babies.
Islam. I also wanted to read part of this transcript, this court transcript. I don't know if we're going to have a chance to get into that today, but we do. We will be running this show for the whole week, up until the 20th of October. So you more tune in, because we got a lot of high-powered, firepower packed for y'all. So what's been going on at the Cook County Recorder Deeds? What's been going on at Cook County Recorder Deeds is that they have been utilizing blocking statutes to prevent us from filing documents that relates to the trust. At first, it was just scrutiny about documents that were related to real estate. But that shouldn't be the case, because we have the title... We have a certificate title to everything that's within the whole of the county limits. So that means that, in essence, in accordance to the treaty law, we're supposed to still be receiving tribute. So when the issues are brought up, and when we became aware of the fact that they were indeed collecting the prophet's money, because he is the one that's still issuing charters. And based on our competence and understanding how the trust has been administrated is basically what caused them to go into this lockout phase where basically they shut down and they're filing nothing for the Moors, all right?
And this is
but
the right Moors.
But that is understand. This is a shell shock reaction, okay? And there was more recently things added to the statute on the record. And they had just began to implement these things, whereas before we had no problem filing anything, and the documentation is on the record as proof.
Chief, do you have that lawsuit available for you to give the heading and that number that it could be looked up? Because if you Google Cook County Recorder Deeds Office, these documents you can view. Because man knows not by being told, so we must be what we know. Can you read the heading of that lawsuit, Chief?
It's long. Let's see now. I have these are injunctions, and I can give them the case numbers. I don't have.
But you put that case number out there because this is being held secret. It's gotten so bad, Moors.
Well,
the documents that we filed. This is why it was necessary for us to do this call this week. So if anything happens, this is spirit warfare. You cannot kill a spirit.
That's fine.
The Prophet Nubuju Ali is still here assisting us in the law. And man cannot die, so understand that, Moors.
We just filed a slew of cases within the state court, and all I want to do is...
What is the name of that, Sheik? I'm going to give Sheik a chance, Moors, to find that those three lawsuits, because we have to be the message that we bring and know that we are fighting for the indigenous people every day. We are fighting, Moors. I like to bring to you highest heights. Our babies out there, because they must fight too. Look at Winnie Mandela. The children, you must take a stand, and mothers, you must train your children. Just like Mary and Elizabeth trained Jesus, Yahshua, and John. Peace. Highest heights. We'll be right back at you, Moors.
Right.
Yes, you shall reach those greatest depths. I am Sheikis, Deanna Love L., brought to you by the Moorish Science Temple of America home office. This is Moorish Missionaries Online. Happy Holy Convention Week. I am your host. Sheik Love L. is on the line. He is your co-host. I do have a caller 0200 on the line. If you desire to speak, you are live. Caller 0200? Okay. If it's okay if you want to just listen, because this is food for the soul. And bless your soul for joining us tonight. Sheik Love L., I know by now you should have those cases, the names and the numbers. Give them to us, Sheik.
Islam, Sheik.
Islam.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Islam, I dropped. Praise Allah for you, Sheikis, and your energy. I just want to let the listening audience know that all of the music that you're hearing is the original works of the Sheikis, and that's what we play. We create our own music. So I've heard no other show that does that. You're getting all original everything, original works, original music, everything. Islam, it's a testament to what we refer to as the Moorish Industrial Act. Because we are industrious Moors, and we are what our forefathers were without doubt or contradiction. Without further ado, I want to read the title of these suits. We filed three suits against Cook County Recorder of Deeds. This is all praises are due to Allah, the Lord, government, cherish, and sustain the rule of the world in the Circuit Court, County, Illinois, Moorish Science Temple of America as a corporate body politic, Moorish Department of Land and Property Acquisition, as a subsidiary of the MSP of A.
As case
versus
one.
Registrar Torrance of Title of Deeds, and this is case 15CH14795, and that's filed in the Chancery Division. And this is filed as an injunction. This one is titled Notice of Violation of the 775 Illinois Compiled Statutes 35-1-99 Human Rights Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the form of an affidavit. The next one is 15CH14796. This is found in Chancery. Again, this is a notice of violation of the 805 Illinois Compiled Statutes 110-35-46 Religious Corporation Act in the form of an affidavit. The next one and last final one is 15CH14797.
Slow down, Sheik. Some of the Moors are writing these numbers down. Could you slow down
Islam.
Just a little bit, Sheik?
15.
We got elders.
Yes. Islam, Sheikas.
15CH.
15CH14797.
14797. Now, Moors, you know you can go back on this call and listen to it and get all these numbers. The Sheik is a little excited, and he's moving a little fast. But this is just the last of the lawsuits. Moors, we have been fouling. When you get tired, Moors, when you get tired and you're ready to stand up, then Allah will work through you. Allah and his holy and divine prophet will work through you for a change. Moors, I got tired. That's the only thing that occurred to me. I got tired of being prostituted while I drive down the streets that my forefathers, that I'm an heir to and beneficiary to. Okay?
Chicken.
So
you
I got tired of Moors. Islam more. You know, gave them the three cases.
You're going to have to give me like 7 minutes because I want to give some more some of this.
Well, all we have
here
is 8 minutes left, Moors. And you gave them what they needed. We can take this up later. I just want to give them a little idea of the other lawsuits that we filed for the right
to
travel.
This last lawsuit.
Okay, go
that
ahead.
Was the notice of that's Islam. That's notice of constitutional challenge to 55 Illinois Compiled Statute 5/35010.5 in the form of an affidavit. So
now,
Moore,
can you pull up? Can you give them those numbers again to the cases? Because with those numbers,
sure.
Moore, you can go down there to Cook County Recorder Deeds Office, and I'm talking about
the
Circuit Court of Cook County. You can go there and pull them up.
Right. You would have to
that's
there
right.
On
see,
that.
See,
Moore,
we've been fouling so much. Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go to the Circuit Court of Cook County, which is where the battlegrounds are. Now, understand, the Cook County Recorder Deeds Office is where the courts used to be. back in the days of the prophet, when he said, go to City Hall, well, that's where it used to be. That's where everything.
Daily Center, that which is across the street. So before there was ever a Daily Center, that was the principal place of the courthouse. And the building, the structure is still the same original structure that was around even before the 1920s. So
it's the same thing.
Yeah. I just wanted to say
for the Moors, what drove me when my teenage son said to me, Mom, you have a nationality. And I did the research and I found that the prophet had something out there with his signature. Before that, on the back of the 101s, there was nothing, no signature for the prophet to be identified, which means it was not authentic. It took a young man from my womb. I have to make a song about it. To breathe on me one day, and I got tired. And when I realized more is that I was traveling on land so dear, so near to my heart, the land, the same land that was given to us by the great God. They talked about it in that story with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is not a fairy tale, a true story. When you get tired, more is you willing to go to any length to respect your ancestors, because that's all it is when it all boils down, a form of respect. How dare you charge me to travel on my own land? Now, for those of you who want to remain black, because we do have a lot of our people that want to remain black, Morris, please don't get angry with your family members, your husband, wives, and your children, adult children that want to remain that, because they have a right. Because Allah has something coming down the pipeline that's going to be so sweet that the nation, just like the prophet Noble Jawali said, it's not going to be enough secretaries to take the names. Trust and believe, the water is going to rise, because we know today is going to take an earthquake. Mecca is beautiful, beautiful present Moroccan empire. Any direction you look in, just like Lion King, this land belongs to you. If you don't have the heart and the strength to stand up for it, those of you that do, please move out the way for the ones that have the heart, the strength, and the love to stand up for that free national ballot. Please vote for Sheikah's Deanna Love Bill, because I got the heart. I didn't go and get my name changed to Love. I was born with that name. And I've been asking the great God since a child, if you send me, I will. Oh, yeah, some of us was inspired by some of those movies, our European brothers and sisters had playing in black and white. See, I come from the day when you saw a Moor on TV, hey, y'all, it's a Moor on TV. Of course, I said, a so-called black. And by the time my brothers and sisters got to the front, it was gone. But look at us today. We're all over the TV set. What are we doing for one another? Other nations, when they make it up, I love Sammy Sofa for one thing this man did. The more you can have this floor. This man, when he became great, he sent buses to his hometown, busloads of his people to bring them to the game, to watch him play. That's what you call nation pride, Moors. Moors, if we lose this love, it is a shame and it is a sad weakness for us to hate on the ones that's willing to stand up and give their lives for the sake of uplifting fallen humanity. Because many have fallen and many more may have to, if so be. But today, it is spiritual warfare. I say it in the name of Allah. Take a stand for what's right. Fear not the lower power. Because guess what, more? We are the answer to our problem, this Negro problem. We can do it. If we put our minds to it, with your mind, Moors, you can do anything. Sheikh Love Bill, you got the floor. I want to thank all the Moors out there. And I did ask my callers, 293-8-0200-5905-1928, and all the other callers. It's all right if you want to listen, because this is food for you. But know this, it's our time, and we're going to win, because the war has already begun, and we already won. Sheikh Love Bill, show.
Islam, can you hear me, Sheikh?
Yes, sir. You are with the Moorish Science Temple of America Home Office, Moorish Missionaries Online. Thank you all. I love you with a never dying love. This is the Sheikahs, and now I present to you the Sheikh Love Bill. Bless all of you Moors that join us tonight. And Saudi Arabia, bless all you brothers and sisters out there. We're here for you. We're coming. Continue and love us out there. The church, we love you. We also love our brothers in Morocco. I was speaking to a Moroccan sister the other day. Thank you for joining me, sister. Thank you, brothers, for joining me. We have no fears. We know you are here with us, and we know what's behind us. Because with Allah, we don't need nobody else. Allah is for us. Sheikh Love Hill.
Islam, Sheikh. Praise Allah for you and your energy. I'd like to give Hill and honors to all the Moors that called in and all of you that are listening to this call. This is the Moore Science Temple of America, Moore's home office, presenting Moore's Missionaries Online, where we are blessed by the best, and you all make us better.
Make us better.
We're going to be getting into some more stuff. We had some stuff we went through. We had 19 pages in this transcript. We're going to get into it next time, y'all. So please join us, because we got a whole lot more. We're going to be putting it out there for you all, so that you can all have examples of what we have been doing because of, hey, a block of wood can do the same. We demonstrate an example, and that's what real leadership has to do. And we give high hell, high honors to other Moors that are doing the same thing. We
Islam,
got our eyes on y'all,
Islam.
And we can see y'all at the top. Islam?
Islam, resurrect sisters, resurrect Moors in the present Moroccan Empire. We're going to leave you, Moors, with the universe, because guess what, Moors? We are the universe. We see you next time, Moors. We love you with a never dying love. Stay strong. And if you do nothing else, Sheikh,
proclaim your nationality
today.